So I want to talk about today. I've been seeing a lot of videos about people talking about this person that the rabbis deem that's the Messiah in Israel. So the rabbis are calling him, the Messiah and calling him the one or whatever like that. But I don't even know the guy's name. I don't even know how to say it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link in the description. So you can look at the video about, because there's different videos where the rabbis are surrounding him and, and different things are taking place. They're gathering around this guy and saying that he knows the Torah really well and some other books, but they're calling him their Messiah. And so, like I said, I'll put that link in the description. And then there's another video where there's a fire, and there's, I guess, some people gathered around this fire. And he goes and does something to the fire, and then there's something that comes out of the fire. Now, I don't know if that video's been doctored. I don't know. But supposedly, they're saying that this guy has performed miracles and stuff like that. And so, us as believers, we that get in the word, let me say this. Us believers that really read the scripture, we're not shocked by this because Matthew 24 told us about this. And we're going to go into Matthew 24, but you also have people that are saying that this is maybe the Antichrist or this maybe the false prophet, this and that, and all this other stuff. Do I believe that this is the Antichrist? Do I believe that this is the false prophet? No, I don't believe that at all. There's a lot of things that have to take place before we even get to the Antichrist. But I'm not going to get into that. I did a whole segment on Revelation chapter 13 where it talks about the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast system. And so I'll put that pl whole playlist in the description box as well. Okay, so we're going to go over to Matthew 24, and we're going to read here 4. In the New Living Translation, Jesus told him, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah." So Jesus told us this. So we're not shocked by this. We're not moved by this. And like some of these videos that I watch that people are doing videos about this guy that the rabbis call the Messiah, they seem shocked about it. We're not shocked. We shouldn't be shocked about this because Jesus said that this will take place. And it goes also, and it says they will deceive many. And so if you're not in the Word of God, it's easy to get deceived and you don't know what it says and you're not studying it. That's why it's important to study the scripture, get in the scripture as much as you can. So you know what thus says the Lord. And we're going to go down to 23 where it says here, "Then if anyone tells you, 'Look, here is the Messiah,' or 'There he is,' don't believe it." Jesus says, "Don't believe it." For false messiahs and false prophets, meaning plural, more than one, will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones." So if we see a false Messiah performing signs and wonders, we're not shocked because this is what Jesus said. And we already know, we as believers of Yeshua, we know that Jesus is the Messiah. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And so the Messiah already came and left. So that's what we believe as believers of the way. And so it says, "See, I have warned you about this ahead of time. So if someone tells you, 'Look, the Messiah's out in the desert,' don't bother to go and look. Or 'Look, he is hiding here,' don't believe it." So there's a bunch of rabbis are saying this is Messiah, but we don't believe it because we know who the true Messiah is. "For as the lightning flashes in the east and shines to the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Just as the gathering of vultures shows there is a carcass nearby, So these signs indicate that the end is near. And so I've been telling you guys, we are living in the end times. And the signs of the end times are here. We will continue to see birth pains. And there is more to come. And we already read that. Remember when I talked about how Russia invaded Ukraine and how it says here there will be wars and rumors of wars, you know. Also, if you keep reading, it talks about famines. It talks about what else? It talks about famines and earthquakes in diverse places. But it tells us not to panic. Read this whole chapter. We should not be surprised. We should not be panicking. We should not be shocked, because Jesus already told us we have to continue to build the kingdom. We have to continue to work for God. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is to return. Jesus can return tomorrow. Jesus can return a couple of months from now. He can return 1,000 years from now. Nobody really knows, right? But all we have to be is ready. And it says to occupy until I come. So yes, we're ready, but we're not to just sit here and just look up at the sky, right? We're to get to work. We're to build this kingdom. We are to keep spreading the gospel, keep doing what God has designed us to do. Because if you're ready, you're good, you know, and it is what it is. And I've been talking about this and how we're living in it, in times, and how there's the signs of the end. But nobody knows when exactly stuff is going to happen. You know what I mean? We don't know when the end is going to come. We don't know when the rapture is. We don't know, but we must continue to do what God wants us to do. And that means getting in the word. And this proves right here that the Bible is true. The Bible is true. I mean, all these things are happening now. We're living in the time that this stuff is going on. And like I said, we will see more to come. And if you are listening to this and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, click the link in the description. I tell you how to get saved.